Daphne, D-A-P-H-A-N-E, Blackshire, B-L-A-C-K-S-H-I-R-E. Date of visit, 10/14. Date of birth is... date of birth is 5/31/57. This is a 66-year-old woman who was recently discharged from Methodist Hospital with exacerbation of COPD. She also suffers from DVT, pulmonary embolus, and PE, right kidney cancer, status post nephrectomy, earlier in May of 2023. She has a history of COPD, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and anxiety. Patient presents the emergency room with shortness of breath after she was recently hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD and intubation in July of 2023. Patient was sent to the rehab and then left against medical advice. Here, in a paragraph, patient has been seen, patient has had a history of recent urinary tract infection. Patient initially had COPD, initial admission, her SAT was 75% and 4 liters. IV steroids, DONF were started. Patient was started on antibiotics. And that's been improvement since admission, but nevertheless, patient has very severe end-stage COPD, requiring oxygen breathing treatments on a regular basis, and has been discharged home now with hospice period. Her other medical issues include diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, history of tuberculosis, as was mentioned, surgery, cardiac catheterization, bronchoscopy, medication includes albuterol, Xanax, Eliquis, aspirin, Lipitor, zithromycin, Lipta, or actually that's Breolipta inhaler, Norco 10-325, Duoneb, Metoprolol succinate 25 milligram, pantoprazole, prednisone on tapering basis. Period. Social patient has not been a heavy smoker in the past. Never been a drug user. Never used alcohol. Family history, hypertension, kidney disease, COVID immunizations up to date, flu shot has not been done recently, allergy codeine, but she's able to take hydrocodone. Vital signs at time of evaluation is 160 over 92, O2 sat not obtained, 86 heart rate, temperature 98.3, respiration 20. Period. Patient's heart. Positive response, positive food, lung, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, numerous bruises noted on the abdominal wall, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Patient recently had an increased troponin. At the hospital of 213. H and H of 7 and 22. That's still 5.2. 7 and 22 requiring transfusion. Potassium of 5.2. Glucose was 163, white count was elevated at 17.3. chest x-ray showed right-sided portacath in place, airspace and pneumonia findings consistent with pneumonia. Assessment given patients recent kidney cancer, UTI, COPD, respiratory failure, exacerbation of COPD, patient has and no interest in rehab, patient has been placed on hospice, patient has been sent home on above mentioned medication, here at the care patient will be kept comfortable. Under smoking, go back and put down patient has is a smoker now. Does just put patient does smoke and is not willing to quit smoking. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live, given her exacerbation of COPD, or two sat on admission of 76 kidney cancer with multiple medical issues and problems. Period. Other a patient has been treated for urinary tract infection and increased troponin. Let's see. Patient most like above findings were discussed with patient and family at length at the time of visit. Thank you.